How do you stay motivated?
When learning a language.
You're about to find out.
Welcome to this episode of Innovative Language Learning Sunday News. I'm Chigusa, and I'll be your host. My co-host today is the founder of InnovativeLanguage.com, Peter Galante.
Hi everyone, Peter here.
In this Sunday News, you'll discover the three secrets to staying motivated.
The one mistake people make with motivation.
And how you can apply these rules to your language learning.
Listeners, we'll get into this in just a second, but first, listen up.
If you want to master the language fast with our language learning program,
here's your chance to get up to 35% off our learning program.
With the summer sale,
you get instant access to fast, easy lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking from your very first lesson.
You go from learning your very first words to mastering conversations.
You get study tools that help you master lessons faster.
Mobile apps so you can learn on the go.
And you can even get your very own teacher.
Get up to 35% off. That's as low as $3 a month to learn the language.
Click the link in the comments section to take advantage right now.
And start speaking from your very first lesson.
Get up to 35% off all plans by August 23rd, 2019.
So, Chigusa, when we talk about motivation, there's the motivation to start something.
Right. Your reason for starting, like for traveling or because you like the culture.
Exactly. We won't be talking about that.
And then there's the motivation to continue.
Exactly. The motivation to keep going and to actually stick with your goals.
I think staying motivated is tough for most people.
It is. And that's the topic for today. How to stay motivated and keep going.
All right. So you said most people get motivation wrong. How?
Well, let's see if you make the mistake, Chigusa.
Okay.
Here's a question. If you want to stay motivated with a language or the gym or any goal, what do you usually do?
If I want to get motivated, I remind myself of all the results I'll get.
And then you go and you try to do it, right?
Yeah, first I want to get the feeling and then I try to do it.
Chigusa, that's a great answer.
Really? So am I making a mistake?
Well, let's get to the first secret of motivation. Number one. Action comes first.
So, I am?
Well, don't feel bad. That's how we all start. First, we get that inspiration. Then we start doing it, right? But for the motivation to keep going, most people make the mistake of following the same process.
So, action comes first.
Exactly. First, you need to get started. Then you get motivated. But most people have it backwards.
They want to get motivated first.
And wishing for motivation is like reading about how to go outside for a walk instead of going outside for a walk.
Instead of doing the thing.
You're sitting on the sofa thinking about how to do it.
Okay. If I wanted to stay motivated with language learning, what do I do?
You should jump right in and start learning first because this will boost your motivation. Because real motivation comes from experience and seeing results.
So listeners, what happens is...
First, you do a language lesson. You learn conversation.
Then you do another. Now you know two conversations.
You start feeling you can do more. You see results, and the results bring motivation.
So listeners, just press the play button on our lesson and jump right into it.
The motivation comes after. Okay, number two. Have a go-to study method.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Here's an example. When you go to work, there are tasks you do first, the easy ones.
Yeah, I check my email and plan my tasks for the day.
So these are your go-to tasks, right? They're easy to do, and then you get going.
Yeah, you're right.
So with language learning, you need to have that one go-to study method that is super simple for you to do.
Like just listening to an audio lesson and reading along, or a video lesson.
Exactly. Some of our Inner Circle members start with writing. They write out lesson dialogue, and it's good because there's no thinking involved. You just copy it out. It's easy to do.
So listeners, have a go-to study method that you can always start with.
And that way, you can jump in without thinking.
Number three, always have goals.
As an example, I want you to think about your friends. Do you have that one friend that's always up to something, some project? They're working on a song, or they're making videos, or they're building something.
Yes, I have some like that. They're very motivated people.
Well, do you ever wonder how they stay motivated?
I do.
It's because they're always working on something. They always give themselves something to do.
This goes back to taking action. If you're not learning or working, you can't stay motivated.
Exactly. So you need to apply this to language learning.
So how would you do that?
You need goals and things to look forward to.
Like travel?
Exactly. If you're traveling in 2 months, then your job is to learn as much travel phrases as possible.
If you've signed up for a language proficiency test, now you have something to work on.
Listeners, you can make it a goal to finish 30 audio lessons on our site.
Or choose one easy audio lesson and make it a goal to memorize the dialogue.
So always have something to do and you'll never have to worry about motivation.
So listeners, remember,
1, action comes first.
2, have a go-to study method.
3, always have a goal. And remember,
if you want to master the language fast with our language learning program,
here's your chance to get up to 35% off our learning program.
With the summer sale,
you get instant access to fast, easy lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking from your very first lesson.
You go from learning your very first words to mastering conversations.
You get study tools that help you master lessons faster.
Mobile apps so you can learn on the go.
And you can even get your very own teacher.
Get up to 35% off. That's as low as $3 a month to learn the language.
Click the link in the comments section to take advantage right now.
And start speaking from your very first lesson.
Get up to 35% off all plans by August 23rd, 2019. Well, that's all we've got time for. You've been listening to InnovativeLanguage.com Sunday News.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next time.